This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The storm known as Ian rose again to hurricane strength on Thursday as it aimed for the coast of North and South Carolina after bringing major damage to the state of Florida. Speaking at the headquarters of the Federal Emergency Management Agency in Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden said Ian could prove to be the deadliest storm in Florida history. He said the numbers are still unclear, but the administration is getting early reports of what he said may be substantial loss of life. More than 2.6 million homes and businesses in Florida remain without power. Now, Florida's neighbors to the north, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, are bracing for Ian's impact. Hundreds of hospital patients are being evacuated from facilities across the Fort Myers region in Florida. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We're in the process of evacuating two healthcare facilities to safer locations north.
Governor Ron DeSantis in his morning briefing. Hospitals have been hit by three main issues: power outages, floodwaters, and one large health system
without water in all of their facilities.
Florida Hospital Association President Mary Mayhew says that system's
fast approaching a point where they will not be able to safely take care of their patients.
At least nine hospitals affected and 1,200 patients being evacuated. Meantime, the Florida Healthcare Association says about 3,400 residents have been moved from more than 40 nursing homes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva leads President Jair Bolsonaro by 14 points in pre-election polling. This according to a poll released on Thursday that showed the far-right incumbent has lost more momentum against his leftist rival. The election's on Sunday. VOA News. Russia is preparing to formally annex parts of Ukraine after a Russian-orchestrated referendum, which many people are calling a sham. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Results of the vote in four regions in south and eastern Ukraine were announced by administrations put into place by Russia. They claimed 93% of ballots cast supported annexation in the Zaporizhia region, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% in the Luhansk region, and 99% in Donetsk. Many are questioning the suspiciously high margins in favor of annexation, with Ukraine and the West denouncing the vote as illegal and rigged. I'm Karen Chamas.
A court in military-ruled Myanmar sentenced ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi and Australian economist Sean Turnell to 3 years in prison on Thursday for violating the country's Official Secrets Act. Both were detained in February of 2021 when the military seized power. Phil Mercer has more from Sydney.
Aung San Suu Kyi and Sean Turnell, who pleaded not guilty to the charge of violating the Official Secrets Act, faced a maximum sentence of 14 years in prison. Their trial was held in secret. Aung San Suu Kyi has now been sentenced to more than 20 years in jail on a range of charges that her supporters claim are designed to keep her out of power. State television in Myanmar has said Turnell, an Australian academic, had access to secret state financial information and had tried to flee the country. Suu Kyi, Turnell and several others who are part of her economic advisory team are among thousands detained since the military overthrew an elected government in Myanmar last February. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
NATO vowed retaliation Thursday for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its member nations. The military alliance also strongly suggested the rupture of two Baltic Sea pipelines meant to send natural gas from Russia to Germany was the direct result of sabotage. In Russia, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Thursday the ruptures in the Nord Stream pipelines look like a terror attack conducted on a state level. Some European officials and energy experts have suggested Russia might have carried out the attacks to benefit from higher energy prices and to retaliate against Europe for supporting Ukraine since the Russian invasion in February. Others, however, have urged caution in assessing blame until investigators determine exactly what happened. Police in Norway say several people in a violent crowd attempted to enter the Iranian embassy in Oslo on Thursday. Scuffles broke out, rocks were thrown at officers, and police said 90 people were detained. Marissa Melton, VOA News.